minutes ago. Looking real good in my passport photo. Oh,
no. Amateur Traveler, episode 717. Today, the Amateur Traveler talks about Frank Lloyd Wright, The Music Man, American Gothic, The Day the Music Died, and the bridges of Madison County as we go to the state of Iowa. Welcome to the Amateur Traveler. I'm your host, Chris Christensen. Let's talk about Iowa. I'd like to welcome to the show Sarah Brors from TravelWithSarah.com and also MidwestTravelNetwork.com. And oddly enough, we're going to talk about the Midwest, and specifically, Sarah's here to talk to us about Iowa. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I am excited to be here.
Excellent. Well, and I put out the word among my travel blogger brethren and sistren, I don't think that's a thing, but a couple weeks ago, and said, I've got three missing states. I'm missing Iowa, Nebraska, and New Hampshire. And at least one person, I think it was more than one, said, if you want Iowa, you have to talk to Sarah. And why is that, Sarah? What's the connection to Iowa?
Well, I live in Iowa. I have lived here all of my life, and I live on an Iowa farm. I married the neighbor boy. And in 2008, I started a blog. And it was in 2013 that I really dove into the travel side of things. But the one thing that I realized is a lot of people didn't know a whole lot about the Midwest or my home state of Iowa in general. Most people don't realize that Iowa has beautiful cornfields and soybean fields. Yep. We have that, but we have a lot of other amazing things. And that's why you need to come to Iowa to visit. And we're going to get into all of those today. And I can't wait to share. I call them little slices of paradise.
Well, and I normally ask why someone should go. I think you jumped into that one ahead of time. Anything else you would add to that?
Iowa will surprise you. I think the art, the culture, the scenic byways will blow you away. You could spend probably one whole month exploring Iowa's scenic byways. And I think that's pretty darn cool.
Cool. Excellent. Well, and where are you going to take us to? What itinerary are you going to recommend? Where are we starting?
Well, let's start and do a north central Iowa route, which is near where I live. I live near Mason City. Okay. So Mason City, Clear Lake, and we're going to go to Charles City, those three towns right there. And then you can go up to Forest City, where you can see where Winnebago motorhomes are made. So you start in Mason City. Mason City is a great base camp. Mm-hmm. And I would recommend that you stay in the Park Inn Hotel. The Park Inn Hotel is the last known hotel in the world designed by Frank Lloyd Wright.
Really?
And you can stay there.
Okay.
People come from all over the world to Mason City, Iowa, population 26,000 something. So
I have been to Mason City, but I stayed in the Holiday Inn. See, this is my mistake.
Oh, you need to come back and stay at the Park Inn, and I'll give you the grand old tour.
I didn't know he had designed any hotels.
That's true. The first thing people say to me is, oh, I don't think I could afford to stay there. And I'm telling you that rooms at the Park Inn Hotel in Mason City, Iowa are very affordable. I'm talking $129 to $159 a night in a historic hotel designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. I mean, that is amazing. So when you're in Mason City, you want to do the River City Sculptures on Parade, which is a sculpture walk. And it's always fun because I travel a lot. And, you know, these artists that create these sculptures are all across America. And maybe some of you have seen the Humpty Dumpty sculpture that's around. I know, I'm thinking the last place I saw one was in Mesa, Arizona. Okay. And I always have to take a selfie with it because I'm like, here's Humpty. You know, Humpty kind of manages to be wherever I am. But the sculptures are really a nice walk because they also take you through the Rock Glen area in Mason City, which is where there are other Frank Lloyd Wright designed homes.
Okay.
So it's not only the hotel, there's other homes there as well. The McNider Art Museum is a fantastic museum in town. They have the Baird puppets, Baird marionettes, Wizard of Oz. The marionettes that were used in the Wizard of Oz are in the museum in Mason City. And you can go across the street to Music Man Square.
Wait. What puppets were in Wizard of Oz? Are we talking about flying monkeys or what?
Yes, I believe the flying monkey is there.
Okay.
It's a really nice museum. But then you go across the street and you go to Meredith Willson's boyhood home, The Music Man. So Meredith Willson was born in Mason City, Iowa, and the Music Man Square has a museum in there that is home to Meredith Willson. So, and the streetscape is in there, and it looks just like it did in the movie, what you would envision it. So that's pretty cool. Meredith Willson, he's also buried in Mason City. And you know what? There's a lot of people that look for famous people where they're buried. You know, who knew? A lot of people, cemetery tourism is kind of a big deal. But then you go, let's go east of Mason City, and you go over to Charles City, and you get to whitewater rafting. Most people don't think of Iowa and whitewater rafting. And you can do that in Charles City, Iowa. In Charles City, I'm not sure, 8,000-10,000 people maybe? And you can stay in a luxury cabin there at Red Cedar Lodge, cabins that are overlooking the river. Great place for extended families to stay, but you've got the river. Charles City is home to the tractor. The word tractor was coined in Charles City, Iowa.
Okay.
And there's a museum there with a lot of tractors in it. And it's just a nice little town.
So this is the Floyd County Historical Museum that we're talking about.
Yes. Okay. The Floyd County Historical Museum. It's inexpensive to visit, and it is worth a visit. And Charles City was home to Oliver Tractors. Oliver Tractors were made in Charles City for many years. Hmm. Fun fact there, South Bend, Indiana is where you can go to the historical home that the Oliver family owned. So that was tied into Charles City, Iowa.
Okay.
I'm getting off topic.
And I'm going to slow you down a little bit here because you're faster than me. So in terms of the whitewater rafting that we're doing, is there a particular operator that you recommend, or are there a number of them in Charles City?
No, there is not a number of them. I would recommend that people go to the Charles City Chamber of Commerce website for the whitewater rafting people. There's just one company that does that.
Okay, I'll have a link to it in the show notes then.
Right, and a lot of people drive to Charles City just to do that. I-90 is probably 45 miles to the north in southern Minnesota, and people will literally hop off of I-90 to go south to go whitewater rafting in Charles City, Iowa. People making cross-country trips in I-90 will find that are into whitewater rafting, but most people don't think of that in Iowa. So then let's go over to Clear Lake, Iowa. Clear Lake, Iowa is the day the music died. Clear Lake is home to the legendary Surf Ballroom. And that's the place where Buddy Holly played his last concert. And what I recommend is that people go to the Surf Ballroom. There is a museum there that's free with a free will offering if you want to give them a little something. But a lot of people that come to play at the Surf Ballroom leave their guitars and sign them. So a lot of guitars and instruments are all on the walls. And then there's the room called the Green Room. And you want to go into that room because everybody that's played at the Surf Ballroom has signed their name in that room. And that's pretty cool.
Is this something that started with the death of, let's see, who was it? Buddy Holly,
Buddy Holly, the big bopper.
Yeah. And,
you know, that's a great question, but I would assume that came to be after that. I don't know the answer to that. But I always tell people to go to the Green Room. And Surf Ballroom, it's a magical place. And if you happen to be in town when there's any type of a concert, I would recommend going. But it's worth just going to see. But then you want to go out to the Buddy Holly crash site, which is about 6 miles north and a little bit. It's about straight north of Clear Lake.
Okay.
And it's about a quarter of a mile in a field, depending on the year, if it's corn or soybeans. The Buddy Holly crash site is out there. But when you pull up to it, you'll see the black glasses at the road. It's a gravel road. The black glasses will tell you that that's where the trail is to go back to the crash site. Now, what's fascinating to me is I was actually just out there 2 weeks ago, and this is like 60, 61 years later.
Yeah, it was before I was born. 1959.
I mean, we're talking, this is many years ago, and every single day people walk back there. I'm talking 365 days a year in Iowa and place something at that crash site.
Well, and you said the Buddy Holly, and I remembered the Big Bopper, but I forgot Richie Valens. So the three of them were on that small plane plus a pilot, but
yes, and Waylon Jennings was supposed to be on that flight that night as well.
I did not know that. Interesting.
Yeah, so there's a lot of history there.
See, if it hadn't been for the America Pie song, I probably wouldn't know this since this predates me, but
it predates me too, but it happens to be in my area where I grew up. So and I live. And every time I go out there, there are cars from 5 or 6 states, and I'm not just talking Minnesota, which is 30 miles to the north. it is fascinating that the music really does live on. And Clear Lake, you can go out on the Lady of the Lake, a riverboat that goes out on the lake. And Clear Lake, Iowa, has the best 4th of July celebration that you will find in the country. It's a town of 7,500 people. It swells to over 100,000 people typically in the week of the 4th of July.
Okay.
It is a lake town. It is a good old-fashioned 4th of July that you just do not find anywhere today.
Well, and you say a good old-fashioned 4th of July. I don't think everybody knows what that is. I've been in one in a couple different towns, but tell us
right. What... So a good old-fashioned 4th of July, I'm just telling you, is watermelon, sweet okay. corn. It is a carnival. The carnival that Evans United Shows, I believe, has been their carnival for over 40 years. It's a family gathering. I don't think you see this a lot of times with carnival people, but the carnival people are like family to the people in Clear Lake. I think that is kind of unique
okay.
because it's the same people that come back year after year. It's a lake town. It has a splash pad for kids, two state parks, McIntosh Woods State Park and Clear Lake State Park, where you can camp, fish. Clear Lake is a great fishing lake. It's great for, water skiing, tubing, all those water activities. And Starboard Market. Starboard Market is where you have to go to get a sandwich when you come to Clear Lake, Iowa. You just have to.
Okay.
Best sandwiches and salads around and desserts. She's got it all. She's got it all. And what's unique about her is she's open from 11 a.m.-ish till 2:30-ish.
2:30 p.m.
Yes. 11, but she goes ish. She's ish. Just there as long as her people are.
Okay.
And she's successful. So I love that about her. I love that about her.
Well, and is there a particular sandwich we are going to get that is the best sandwich at the Starboard Market in Clear Lake, Iowa?
You also want to know that she has a menu, a big menu. Mm-hmm. And it looks really, you just have to tell her what you want exactly. I always order the chicken enchilada soup.
Okay.
When I go to Starboard Market. That is my go-to case. But she also has grandma's potato salad that mm-hmm. you can't maybe find anywhere today. She offers salads that are like that.
Okay.
And I think people thrive because of that. They like to go there because of that. But Starboard Market on Main Street in Clear Lake.
Got it.
And then you can go up to Forest City, Iowa, where you can go to Pilot Knob State Park, which there's a, you can climb to the top of the knob. You can overlook the area. Not sure how many feet high it is, but it's a tower that you can climb and it's an easy hike to get to it, maybe a quarter mile. And a time of year to visit that actually is in the fall because the soybeans have changed color and the trees are that fall foliage, which is really pretty, really beautiful. And there's a campground in that state park. But then you go to Winnebago Industries, but you need to do that between Memorial Day and Labor Day, but you can tour Winnebago. If you're into camping and RVing, you can tour Winnebago. And I would guess if you contacted them for a tour and you were interested in it, somebody would figure out how to give you a tour, just show you how those motorhomes were made.
Okay.
So those are some highlights of North Iowa.
And
you can also
go to... If people haven't done a factory tour, they're really a lot of fun. I've done factory tours for Corvette and Ford pickup, and they're just really cool. I know I'm a nerd, but...
No, but... Factory tour, you get to see the ins and the outs of things that the average person doesn't ever see.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of cool.
I agree.
I think that's cool. So that's North Central Iowa. Let's go over to Northwest Iowa. In North Central Iowa, the mm-hmm. landscape is pretty flat. There are some rolling hills, but like where I particularly live, I can see 10 miles. Go to Northwest Iowa. It's flat, really flat. That's another thing about Iowa. I don't think... Most people think Iowa is all flat. Well, it's not all flat, but Northwest Iowa is pretty flat. And I want to talk about the Grotto. The Grotto of the Redemption is over in West Bend, Iowa. And it is a beautiful grotto with all the Christian history and all of that with that. And you can just walk through there for probably 2 hours, just mesmerized. The rock, the stone... It's a beautiful space. And the town of West Bend is not very big. It's in a very small part of in rural America. So I think that often gets overlooked as a place to visit.
Well, and the grotto is dating back, as I'm seeing, to like the 1800s, that this has been here for a while. You say grotto, it's not a naturally occurring cave. It's all above ground, but it looks organic. I don't know if there's a better way of describing it.
It's beautiful, colorful rock formations that are, somebody's kind of put it together and everything. But I have not done a lot of international travel, but from the pictures that I have seen, and people have commented that it's as though they're in a setting in Europe, which is kind of unique to the flatlands in Iowa and that part of the state. I mean, that's my take on that. But then I do want to talk about Estherville, Iowa. Estherville, Iowa is in the northwest part of Iowa, and it often gets overlooked by Lake Okoboji. Okoboji lakes are kind of like the Great Lakes in Iowa. There's a chain of lakes there that it's a lake town. But Estherville is a little town before that. They are the place where the largest meteorite that has been known to fall in North America. And it was in, I believe, the early 1980s.
So not the largest crater, but the largest surviving meteorite.
Yes, and it is on display, and they call it a little museum, but actually, you can go knock on the American Family Insurance guy's office door, and then he opens up his door, and then this little meteorite is in this little, what they call a museum.
Okay.
But it's kind of cool. That's a piece of history, and I think it was 2010 they purchased it.
Okay.
But Estherville is also home to Woody's Pizza that a lot of people like to go to. They have a couple hotels. They're not really, not chain hotels, but they're family-friendly hotels, family-run, and they're clean. So I would recommend staying in Estherville, but if you want to camp, Fort Defiance State Park is there. And it has an array of hiking trails, a beautiful hiking trail, some of the best hiking that you will find in the state of Iowa. And there's also a waterway. Iowa has water trails, scenic drives, but they also have water trails.
Okay.
And you can float down the river there.
Now, we're no longer in the flat part.
Well, right. But it's interesting because Estherville kind of sits there, but then you leave Estherville and it's all flat around you.
Okay. It looks like it's a canyon carved into or valley.
Yeah, that is really what's kind of fascinating about Estherville, Iowa. So, and they also have a drive-in theater outdoors. Those are coming back now.
Yes. Strangely enough, this year there seems to be enough, a little more call for it since we're recording this in 2020.
Yes, exactly. So then I want to go down towards the Omaha area.
Okay.
Elkhorn, Iowa is a Danish town.
Okay.
Home to 650 people. And they have the best genealogy center in regards to Danish history that I think you'll find anywhere in the country.
Huh.
And they have a beautiful museum there. They have a windmill. I'm telling you that the tourism director there, Lisa is her name, she knows the windmill like the back of her hand. If there was anything to go wrong with this windmill, she would know how to repair it, which I think that's pretty cool. And the grounds where this windmill set, it takes you to a Danish setting.
Okay.
The town is Danish, and they're proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have a lot of restaurants. You're not going to find your chain restaurants there. You will find an award-winning tenderloin at Larson's Pub.
Okay.
Iowa does have a tenderloin trail, and one of the award-winning tenderloins is there in Elkhorn, Iowa.
Now, I know Iowa better for pork than beef.
Well, this is a pork tenderloin.
It's a pork tenderloin. Well, there you go. Okay, now I understand.
It's an Iowa thing. And an Indiana thing, but it's an Iowa. I'm calling it an Iowa thing.
Well, that's why I asked.
In fact, Larson's Pub was the first award-winning one that they gave out, I believe, in 2007.
Okay.
But Iowa does have that tenderloin trail. But in Elkhorn, it is in a hilly setting. It is up and down rivers and streams and that type of thing. It's not flat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about 7 miles off of I-80, not quite an hour from the Omaha area. So I think Elkhorn is one of those towns. If you were driving through Iowa on I-80, you know, we all drive through states on interstates.
Yep.
And we all have a mission to get through them. But if you're going to stop, this is true, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to stop at any one town off of I-80 traveling Iowa, I would say Elkhorn, Iowa is the town you need to stop at.
Okay.
You will love it. You will like the people and you will appreciate the Danish heritage that they have been allowed to build up in that town. And the people, they know their heritage. In fact, the people of Denmark come to Elkhorn and they want to meet the mayor. I think that's pretty cool.
Well, and it sounds like they have a festival or two in May if you're looking for an annual Danish celebration. I assume that I can get an Ebelskiver there. It looks like that's the case. And if you're not aware, Ebelskiver are Danish pancake balls. And I am half Danish, so I've got an Ebelskiver pan, but definitely something worth trying.
Oh, yeah. You need to go to Elkhorn. Yeah. And the Danish Table, I believe, is the name of the restaurant. And I actually have not eaten there, mm-hmm. but I've heard very good reviews of it. There is a winery nearby mm-hmm. that I happened to visit on the day when the grapes were just getting ready to harvest. And had I not known better, looking over those vines and everything, I would have thought I was in Napa Valley. It was beautiful. It has the rolling hills and the grapes were just prime, which was pretty fascinating.
And do you remember the name of the vineyard?
It's Elkhorn Ridge Vineyards and Winery.
Got it. Okay.
That was really a nice winery. And Elkhorn does not have much for lodging. And I would recommend that people stay in, there's Airbnbs in the area I know of, mm-hmm. but you could go to Atlantic, Iowa and stay, which is okay. not too far. That's where you could stay if you're going to go to Elkhorn. And you want, if you want to spend more than a day there. Des Moines. I want to talk about Des Moines because mm-hmm. Des Moines is obviously a large city in Iowa and it is our state capital. What I think most people don't know about Des Moines is the art scene. Des Moines has the John Papa John Sculpture Park, okay. which has sculptures that are not things that you're necessarily going to find other places. And you can walk to them. It's free. And it's a nice way to just explore downtown Des Moines. That's the one thing that I would say about Des Moines. I just don't think most people realize that about Des Moines. The Papa John family was a wealthy family in Iowa who okay. has done a lot for actually entrepreneurs.
Got it.
They have some unique pieces of art. But I want to go south of Des Moines to Indianola. Indianola is where you will find a hot air balloon festival the last weekend of July through the first week of August. And they have balloons there. It's a big festival. It is the biggest balloon festival in the Midwest, and it is second to, Albuquerque. Hmm. Most people don't realize that's in Iowa. So you can get your hot air balloon fix in Iowa. That's pretty cool. That's not a bad thing.
Got it. And you're talking about the National Balloon Classic.
The Balloon Classic, yes.
Got it.
Yes. And then there's an area southeast of Des Moines that runs from Pella to Oskaloosa and Ottumwa. So Pella is where you get your Dutch fix in Iowa.
Okay.
And they have a tulip festival every May. And people come by the thousands there and you want to get a Dutch letter.
Wait. A Dutch letter.
Yep. A Dutch letter.
Okay.
And Jarsma Bakery. And they're in Pella and they are in Oskaloosa. I always get a bag of Dutch letters. I can't just get one. The Dutch letters are a pastry that is a... It kind of reminds me of kringla, if you're familiar with kringla.
Okay.
It's just a Dutch letter, and it's just mouthwatering.
So for people who are not familiar with that, so it's a puff pastry. So it's flaky pastry in the shape
like
of a
butter,
letter.
Butter.
A letter
a buttery S. pastry.
Yeah, with sugar.
And sugar and, all those things that we're not supposed to have.
All those things that make life worth living.
Yeah, and the other tip is pick up some breads. Their breads in there are really, really good. They have a variety of breads if you're into different types of breads. And, fresh. Fresh bakery, that's always a good thing. And Pella, Oskaloosa, and go to Oskaloosa, and you can eat at a Made Right. Made Rights are like loose meat sandwiches.
Okay.
When you came to Iowa, did you eat one of those?
I haven't been to Iowa for many years. the last time I was in Iowa, I had just graduated college, and that's been a while.
Do you know what a Made Right is?
I do not know a Made Right.
Okay, so a Made Right is a loose meat sandwich. It's hamburger chopped up and just a loose hamburger sandwich.
Okay.
And the meat is seasoned. So, and Oskaloosa has art museums. I have not been there, but I have heard good things about the art in Oskaloosa. You go to Pella in Oskaloosa, and then you go to Ottumwa. Ottumwa is one of those towns that they call themselves a town of bridges. I think they have three or four bridges coming into town.
Okay.
But it is a town that is on the rise. It has a main street that's been totally redone now in the year 2020. Okay. It's been under construction for almost 2 years, and they have put in loft apartments. Now, in Iowa, loft apartments are not a real common thing on main streets. In other parts of the country and bigger cities, they are. And Otumwa is a town with 25, 26,000 people. And they have bacon. They produce bacon in their town. So if you like bacon, you know, you can find bacon everywhere you go there. And Otumwa is where you want to go to start your adventure to go to the American Gothic House. Because the American Gothic House is in Eldon, which is south of Otumwa. Okay. And the American Gothic House is Grant Wood. Mm-hmm. And if you've heard of Grant Wood, you know he was born in Iowa. And it's noted that where the American Gothic House is today is where Grant Wood supposedly wrote down and drew what this house was going to look like on an envelope before he actually drew the painting. Hmm. I just recently learned that. And you can go to, there's a museum there on site, and then the house. And you can go into the American Gothic House. But what you want to do when you go to the American Gothic House is they have a jacket and a tie that you can put on, and then you can put on a dress, and then you can hold a pitchfork, and then you pose in front of the house, and you don't smile. So that is your epic Iowa photo. Everybody that comes, you need to go do that. And there's always somebody in the family that doesn't get the memo, and they smile. It happens.
I'm certainly hoping that the cover art for this particular episode is you and your loved ones standing in front of the American Gothic House.
I have a picture of that. We have a picture of that. We can maybe drum something up on that. And then I want to talk about Dubuque. You go over to Dubuque. Okay. Dubuque is a town that is on the river there. And the Mississippi River Museum is there. And it is a fantastic museum. And the reason I say that is you really get the feel of the Mississippi River when you're there. They've done that museum so you get the fish that live in the water and how people used to fish, how they fish today, all of that and life on the river. So I think that is a great family museum. And there's a really nice river walk there too. Now, the other thing is there is this, I believe it's the world's steepest inclined elevator that's in Dubuque.
Okay.
And you need to hop on that incline because it's an elevator ride that you won't get to do anywhere else. It is the Fenelon Place elevator. And it is. It's the world's shortest, steepest scenic railway. But I call it, it's an elevator. It's an elevator on the side of a hill. And the other tip I can give you there is to do it different times of year. Because, again, in Iowa, we have four distinct seasons. Mm-hmm. So every time you do something like that, it's going to look different. And that's the other thing in Iowa. Anytime you visit, you know, like a garden, we don't have a lot of gardens in Iowa. Some communities have them, but we're not really known for that. Mm-hmm. But any garden that you visit in Iowa, do it several times throughout the year. Because with the four distinct seasons, it always looks different. It will never look the same. And everywhere you go in Iowa with those seasons, I think that's a thing for a lot of people.
And if you were going to have a friend come visit you in Iowa, mm-hmm. and you said you should come in my favorite season or my favorite month, when would you tell them to come?
Now, summer.
Okay.
Summer. And actually, I'll go down to southeast Iowa again, south of Des Moines. I was actually in Madison County, Iowa yesterday. Mm-hmm. The bridges of Madison County. Mm-hmm. See, Iowa, there's so many things here. I could talk for days on this. Covered bridges, scenic byway, 82, 84 miles of scenic byway in Iowa. And you have four bridges, and you have one bridge over in Warren County, which is right next door. You're taken back to a quiet place in time. And I drove this scenic byway yesterday, the last day of June of 2020, and everything was lush and green. The wildflowers are astounding. Every curve, there was a little something different there. It's a beautiful time of year. Absolutely beautiful. And I will tell you this, though, with the covered bridges of Madison County, mm-hmm. fall is beautiful as well. The foliage on the trees literally reflects right into the water. Mm-hmm. So if you're into photography or if you're a real visual person and you want to feel like you're a part of something, fall in the bridges of Madison County is a fantastic time of year to visit. But I had a wonderful time there the last day of June. It was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And the town square in Winterset, Iowa, they do it upright. They have a beautiful courthouse. You know, that's the town square. And then the hanging pots of flowers all around the square are just amazing. And then you got need to stop in Ben Franklin. Does everybody know what Ben Franklin stores are?
I do.
They have a Ben Franklin. And they also have a historical theater that has been restored. I believe it's called the Iowa. And John Wayne's birthplace is in Winterset, Iowa. And there's also a museum. John Wayne's museum is there. And then the quilt, there's a quilt museum there as well. So Winterset, Iowa, and the bridges of Madison County is a beautiful area of Iowa. Beautiful. But then you go over to the northeast corner and you're into waterfalls, hills similar to what is down at the bridges of Madison County. I posted a picture of a road in the bridges of Madison County yesterday and somebody said, are you on the roller coaster road? And I said, no. Well, the roller coaster road is in northeast Iowa and I have not been on it, but I'm going to find it tomorrow actually. And it is a gravel road that is literally hilly with up and down and up and down. So northeast Iowa has waterfalls and a lot of river canoeing, kayaking. Mm-hmm. The Yellow River National Forest is up in that area. And a lot of great outdoor activities. And the Mississippi River runs along there. But Decorah is where you're going to find your Norwegian heritage. The Norwegian Museum is in Decorah. And they offer a lot of hands-on things with your Norwegian foods. You can do different classes where you can make kringla and lefse and mm-hmm. all those things that have butter and sugar and milk. And they do all those things there in Decorah.
See, that sounds really good when you describe it. And I know that you're Norwegian by birth or partially Norwegian at least.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet there's a lot of people who don't know that when one of the things you just described is buttery pastry and the other thing is fish cured in lye. So that one, not so much for me. That, I think that's a test of your Norwegian heritage is can you enjoy lefse? That's the line between the Danes and the Norwegians is, you know, is lefse. That's where you leave us.
I love my lefse. I love
Lutefisk. Sorry, lefse. Yes.
Oh, Lutefisk. No. Not doing Lutefisk. No, I'm not that Norwegian. I love lefse. I love it. But Decorah has the outdoor waterfalls and some beautiful parks for hiking, mm-hmm. and the hiking that's available there in these parks. It's different. You come from other parts of Iowa where it is wide open, and like I said, where I live in north central Iowa, I can see 10 miles. I go an hour and a half to the east in Decorah, and I'm seeing hills and trees and a lot of hiking trails and that kind of thing. So Iowa, the northeast corner, the southeast corner, the southwest corner, and south central are very hilly. But you get to the north central and northwest part, it's pretty flat.
Well, so we usually try and sort of do a one-week itinerary. I feel like we have stretched that on this. If of all the places that you named, if you mm-hmm. wanted to draw for us your favorite kind of one-week itinerary in Iowa, which of those areas would you include?
See, you need to come to Iowa because there's so much to do. You could spend months here. I told you this. I don't have months.
So if I had to narrow you down to a week.
So come in from the west near Omaha mm-hmm. and go to Elkhorn.
Okay.
Go to Elkhorn and then go up to Estherville.
Okay.
And then go over to Clear Lake and Mason City and Charles City and Decorah and then go down to Dubuque.
Okay.
That gets you west to east and you would have an epic week in Iowa.
Excellent. Anything else you really want to cover in terms of spots in Iowa before I start to wrap you up here?
You can spend a lot of time in Iowa. The scenic highways and byways alone are where you will find the little mom and pop shops and restaurants that you don't find in a lot of other places in the country. Mm-hmm. Most importantly, I would stop in these places and get to know the people because the people of Iowa will really welcome you. And the other thing of it is with this route that I've suggested, it will give you the opportunity to experience the different landscapes that Iowa has to offer in 1 week's time.
Okay. Excellent. Are we ready to do some wrap-up questions?
Sure.
You don't know what's coming. The advantage is I've listened to the show before, so I know what's coming. You are standing in the prettiest spot in Iowa. Where are you standing and what are you looking at?
I am standing in Pikes Peak State Park overlooking the Mississippi River.
Okay. By Dubuque.
That is up towards the Marquette and McGregor area.
Got it.
I'm looking at the Mississippi River.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching the boats go down the river. Mm. And I'm looking at the trees, and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's just beautiful. It's the landscape, the contrast of the landscape. It's the trees. It's the water. It's the tributaries that mm-hmm. flow with the river. And it's the bridges that are there. All of that together.
And we say the tributaries, the Mississippi River doesn't tend to be one river.
And maybe they're not actually tributaries, yeah. but it goes off a lot of different ways around yeah, there.
Exactly.
And I sometimes think to myself, how do people in boats know where to go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, being a pilot on the Mississippi is a skill that has to be taught. Excellent. And one thing that makes you laugh and say only in Iowa.
We say pop all the time. I mean, we're going to have our pop. We're not going to have our, that's not.
One thing that I would only find in Iowa. Let's say one thing that I would find to eat only in Iowa. Iowa State Fair. What am I going
to
get?
You need to get your pork with the bacon wrapped around it. Just get your pork on a stick.
My pork with
you
pork.
Have to go have a pork chop on the stick at the Iowa State Fair. You have not been to Iowa if you haven't done that.
And the Iowa State Fair is when?
In August. In non-COVID years.
In non-COVID years, yeah. Well, there is that.
It is the best state fair in the country.
Okay. Those are fighting words, but okay.
A lot of people say Minnesota has the best state fair, but...
Well, they have the Butterheads, so, you know, that's hard to compete with.
We have the Butter Cow at the Iowa State Fair.
Cow carved out of butter?
The Minnesota State Fair has more people that attend,
yep.
and the land space... is like an eighth of what the Iowa State Fair is. So got when it. You go to the Minnesota State Fair, you're on top of each other.
Okay.
Iowa State Fair, you have more space.
Excellent.
I'm just, that's the way it is.
That's okay. You know, you gotta stand up for your own state here. I got no problems with this. Others will, but that's okay. We'll let them defend their state on their own here. I'm going to stay out of that one.
Well, another thing is, don't be afraid to schedule some type of an agriculture tour when you're in Iowa. Iowa has lavender farms.
Hmm.
Iowa has chicken farms, pig farms, cow farms. We have pumpkin farms. We have every type of agriculture-related experience you could have. And there is a farmer around every corner that would love to show you what they do.
Well, I thought about that when you were saying Iowa doesn't have gardens. I'm thinking, well, Iowa has fields.
Well, I'm talking like flower gardens.
Yeah.
Like flower gardens.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Yeah, we have plenty of fields.
Excellent.
Yes.
If you had to summarize the lovely state of Iowa in just three words, what three words would you choose?
Well, you know, and the people make up a state. I don't care what you say. Anywhere I go, people will say, oh, you must be from Iowa. People in Iowa are friendly. So I'm going to say friendly, beautiful, scenic.
Excellent. Our guest again has been Sarah Brors from, again, travelwithsarah.com and MidwestTravelNetwork.com. And Sarah, if we want to send people to your best resource for getting around Iowa and discovering the best parts of Iowa, where are we sending them?
Go to travelwithsarah.com.
Okay. Is there a particular post we're sending to at travelwithsarah.com?
There is one that is with the photos.
Okay.
It's got your Iowa and photos.
Excellent. Well, I will have a link to that in the show notes. And Sarah, thanks so much for coming on Amateur Traveler and sharing with us your obvious love for the state of Iowa.
Thank you.
In news of the community, I'd like to thank all of the patrons of the show who are supporting the show through Patreon, with a special thanks, an extra special thanks, going out to Phyllis Weitzner, who just became a patron this week. And speaking of patrons, for the show that we did on Nebraska, I heard from Jeff Ulfs, patron of the show and man who's been everywhere, who said, thanks for getting an episode on Nebraska. I know you can't highlight everything, but just a couple quick mentions. You mentioned the Oregon Trail. Nebraska has four other National Historic Trails also running along it: California, Pony Express, Mormon, and Lewis and Clark. The number of cavalry forts and historic westward movement sites are numerous along these trails. Continuing in the National Park Service, service theme, you mentioned Niobrara, which was not mentioned as a unit of the system. Two additional national park areas in Nebraska are another river, Missouri, and out by Scott's Bluff is Agate Fossil Beds. While a town of 20 is small, the town of Monowi is a population of one. Stop in and say hi to Elsie Eiler in the Monowi Tavern. Finally, two roadside attractions I visited are the world's largest time capsule in Seward and the Sentinels of the Prairie Windmills Museum in Jackson. I'll put links to those along with Jeff's comments in the show notes, and thanks so much, Jeff. And the other roadside attraction we didn't mention is Carhenge, but you'll have to look that one up on your own. I mentioned last week that I was trying to catch up on some of the feedback that I've gotten from people, and then I found a letter from Andrea that's like from a year ago. I'm so sorry, Andrea. Hi, Chris. Thank you so much for all the work you do on the podcast. Over the past year, I've recovered from serious illness, and listening to the shows was a big help as they are so enjoyable and interesting. They transported me around the world, and I feel like I've visited so many places I had never heard of before. This week's destination of Lafayette is now on my ever-growing list. Thanks for doing what you do, Andrea. And Andrea, so sorry that that got lost, and I hope you are even in better shape than you were when you wrote that. To help support the show, I've been giving you a link from our affiliates page, amateurtraveler.com/affiliates, and the one that I want to give you today is for day tours through Viator. If you go to amateurtraveler.com/tours, you can find day tours for many different destinations, including some multi-day options as well, amateurtraveler.com/tours. And with that, we're going to end this episode of Amateur Traveler. If you have any questions, send an email to host@amateurtraveler.com, or better yet, leave a comment on this episode at amateurtraveler.com. And thanks so much for listening.